I am joined with Jamie Lee Sanoncelli, who is currently starring as Columbia in the Rocky Horror Show, which is running in Richmond Theatre from Monday the 28th of April to Saturday the 3rd of May.
You're very lucky to be invited up to Frank's laboratory. Some people would give their right arm for the privilege.
So, Jamie, thank you so much for coming to speak to us today. Could you give our listeners a summary of the show in a few sentences?
Boy. Yeah, how do I describe the show? It is a bit of a roller coaster, I have to say. You've got all these wonderful, iconic characters. You've got your sort of Brad and Janet, very prim, very white picket fence, come into this rather dysfunctional, slightly dystopian world where they basically have their awakening, and it's all a bit chaotic, and there are moments of just serious comedy, there are moments of drama, there's some action, there's some great rock and roll music, amazing costumes. And if you really just want a show to go to and come out, I think, wow, that was an experience. Rocky is your show.
Sure. I love that. I feel like so many listeners are probably looking for a show that's going to kind of wow them, and I feel like Rocky Horror Show is such a weird but wonderful show to go and see.
Sensory overload, but in the best possible way. That's how, yeah.
Obviously, delving a little bit more deeper into your role. So obviously, you have played some iconic roles, such as Tina in Tina Turner the Musical, Sahara in Bat Out of Hell, and you just have so many incredible credits. So I already know that you're going to smash the role of Columbia. But can you tell me a little bit more about Columbia? Is she different to other characters that you've played before? What's she like?
She is... I would describe Columbia as a bit of a lost soul. If I think back to the film, people always remember sort of the iconic poses and the top hat, the tails, the tap dance, the sort of high-pitched voice, amazing role played by Nell Campbell, of course. And I have that really vivid, iconic image of Columbia, and that's the image that I have imprinted. So going into Rocky... rehearsal process and then having to put it on stage was a bit of a challenge, actually, because you want to give her heart, a lot more heart on stage, because the audience is right there and they need something to connect to. And I do think she can get a bit lost, so I think it was really important for me to be able to sort of convey that, you know, she's a real person with like a complex wealth of emotions and feelings, and that comes under all beneath all the glitz and the glam and the prancing around. But you know, I really wanted to give her some heart, and there's some really lovely moments in the show where you do get to see her vulnerabilities and help, you know, see her find her voice, which I think is really important to convey. So, and that's what makes Rocky wonderful, because actually all of the characters in the show are very multi-dimensional.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's because of the brilliant writing of Richard O'Brien. So, but she's a really lovely character. I'm really protective over her, but she has so many layers to her. I'm always exhausted.
I bet.
Not on my toes. Yeah, she's fab. Really great role to play, I have to say.
I bet, like you said, obviously with the Rocky Horror Show, it's such a sensory overload. There's so much going on, the glitz, the glam, the weird and wonderful. So did you find it as a cast, like, all playing the characters, did you find it kind of difficult to find the humanity within the characters? Or was that kind of something that came a little bit easier for you? Or how was that process?
No, because the show is, there's so much going on all the time. I think there is a danger you can fall into just saying the lines and them not having any meaning and the intention behind them, it's so reactive. Even just when you're not speaking, there's always something going on when you're never not moving or interacting with other characters on stage or whatever's happening around us. But our wonderful director Christopher Luscombe was very generous in letting us have a play with the characters and sort of letting us find it for ourselves, rather than sort of just, you know, telling us that we have to do it this way. So everyone's been able to find their own version of the character that feels truthful, which is why I think it still resonates. And I feel that that's been sort of the pattern, really, of Rocky, which is why it's done so well for so long. And people love it and connect to it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're going to absolutely smash the role. It's obviously, like you said, it's like a very overwhelming show, but I think the way you describe the character, I think it's so important as actors to understand the character and to find that truth with it. And like you said, not just to say the line, but actually to kind of help the audience connect and feel the characters, which is so amazing. Thank you. Obviously, on a bit of a lighter question, what is your favourite number in the show? It can be something that you perform, something that you see other people perform.
Do you know? Eddie's Teddy is the most, I think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Just because it takes us into a different world. It's very whodunit, you know, Cluedo. It just takes us into sort of these silly characters that are overacting, and it just it takes us into a slightly different world for a moment, which I really enjoy. But my favorite, I have to say, the only other character I'm envious of is Riff in the show. I just love that moment he gets to sing in Frankenstein's Place in the Moon.
Oh yeah,
just that one segment that he sings is amazing. That's the only time I sort of stand still in the show and I think, wow, that's so iconic.
That's amazing.
Yes. All the songs, to be fair, are so great in the show. It's hard to pick your favourite. And science fiction is another one. So, yeah.
There's so many incredible ones. I feel like it must be so hard to pick. But
they're all great.
They're all great.
They're all great, yeah.
That kind of leads me on to my next question, which is, why do you think listeners should come and see the show? Which I feel like is such a grand question. But why should we come see the show?
Oh, you just can't go through life going, I've never seen the Rocky Horror Show. And anyone that hasn't seen it, that has now seen it recently, has said, I don't know how I've never seen the show. Yeah. Because it is just for all the senses. It's escapism for 2 hours. You can take it or leave it. It's one of those shows you can go in, you can just enjoy the music. You can go in and you can really resonate with some of the characters. You can go in, you can dress up. It's just really one for people that just want to go and have a really good time and just be taken away for a couple of hours. And I just think if you haven't experienced Rocky, then you're missing out, because it really is. It's a wonderful, wonderful show. It is so much fun and very different to anything else, I think, that's out there. It's its own entity. It's really quite special.
That's amazing. And you mentioned people dressing up. Is that kind of like a thing within the fandom? Like, what kind of things do people wear?
I mean, they'll come dressed up as the characters. And honestly, some of the costumes are so, I mean, they hand make them themselves. Some of these costumes are amazing. And I think it's also just, again, a way for people just to, people really love the show. I mean, there are loyal, loyal fans of the show, and they come. It's part of, almost part of their life, their ritual. It's everyone's got something they're really passionate about, and I have to say I don't think I've worked on a show where people are so passionate about something. So it's amazing to see people. They come dressed up as everything: Frank, Columbia, Riff. There's lots of little Columbia top hats I always see just sort of floating around in the audience, which is so lovely to look out to.
I love that.
That's really, amazing. Really quite something.
That's really great that the audience feel connected to the show as well, to a point where they can dress up and feel included. Because like you said, it adds to that, like, that sensory nature of the show, which I think is really lovely.
And the show thrives off of that. It's the one show that you can go to, I mean, buy your pantos and things that you have, but you know, there's a script for the audience, and the show really sort of does rely on their participation as well. So the shout outs are amazing. The show feels very different when we don't have them. So they're very much needed to sort of keep the very much part of the cogs, and they keep everything turning with us. So the show just doesn't work, I don't think, when you don't have an audience that aren't in it. So I think it's lovely to have sort of a loyal following that does sort of keep it going. And again, what other shows can you go to where you can shout out and feel like you're a part of it?
Yeah, definitely. That sounds so great.
It's really great.
Well, thank you so much, Jamie Lee, for speaking to us today. My final question for you would be, if you could describe the show in 3 words, what would those 3 words be?
Three words, I would say, mad, colourful. It's mighty. I say mighty because we're such a small company. It's not, you know, a cast of 35, 40 people. We're such a small team. And it just doesn't stop. As I say, it's like a roller coaster. It just keeps going and going and going until you're ready to get off. You start to feel a bit sick. And then you're like, okay, I'm ready to go again.